The Ravenettes are a pair of Danish musicians who've just made their major label debut with Chain Gang of Love. Where their previous CD bore the proud slogan, "Recorded in B-flat minor," the new album, says rock critic Ken Tucker, is a sonic breakthrough that extends the duo's range to include a few new keys.
That's the Ravenettes at their most sedate, cooing about, quote, two delinquents in love. In summoning up the phrase juvenile delinquent, this Danish twosome is suggesting a certain fondness for the late 50s and early 60s. Their album cover is designed to look like a movie poster for an unmade Roger Corman motorcycle flick, complete with a corny come-on line. This is whiplash rock and roll. But darned if that aesthetic isn't borne out quite perfectly by their new songs. The Great Love Sound, as that song is called, is a scream of ecstasy, the Ravenettes building a wall of orgasm. Chain Gang of Love was co-produced in Denmark by Richard Goddard, the American who recorded prime 70s American punk acts like Blondie and Richard Hell and the Voidoids. Working with him, the Ravenettes tap into a whole history of rock and roll of a certain sort, moody, verging on intimations of doom, pretty in an awfully intense sort of way. Take this song, Noisy Summer, which has a melody reminiscent of the Everly Brothers and production like an exploded Phil Spector extravaganza.
Chew another whip, your little dress is tight. Gonna make me burn, gonna make it right. Tell you little stories that I'll never hope that I'll end up right beside you when it comes. I'm gonna make it good, the sour, make it true. Dancing on the stairs.
The Ravenettes are guitarist Soon Rose Wagner, who wrote all the songs, and Sharon Fu. Together, their sweet and sour harmonies have a certain air of innocence. That is, until you listen to the words they're singing. These reveal the Ravenettes to follow in the grand tradition of the delinquents they revere, as they make loud, grand music about drug takers, prostitutes, and various S&M scenarios, all played for a pulp camp and a sincere intensity that are impossible to separate.
And I know.
It's as though Buddy Holly, whose song Every Day the Ravenettes are apt to cover in concert, had secretly survived his plane crash, landed in Denmark, and decided he wanted to use his newfound freedom and anonymity to write the soundtracks to the sleaziest exploitation films he could find. As they sang on the quiet little song that began this review, "Chains, Black Leather, and Sex, It's Not That Complex." Or rather, it's as complex as you want to make it. It's just that the Ravenettes are determined to strip everything down to its essence and leave you begging for more.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Chain Gang of Love by the Ravenettes.